This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, April 18th. God's word to you today is walk and talk. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah 33, verse 3, and it says, "Ask me, and I will tell you things that you don't know and can't find out." This is taken from the Contemporary English Version. You have to learn to communicate with the Holy Spirit. You have to talk to Him and actually expect Him to talk back to you. Do you think it is spooky or maybe even scary to expect the Holy Spirit to talk back to you? Guess what? The Holy Spirit is already talking to you. You just have not realized it. Ask Him questions and expect His answers. I do not do it as often these days. Maybe I need to begin to do it again as often as I used to. But years ago, when I meet someone for the first time, as I shake the person's hand, I ask, "Who is this, Holy Spirit?" And He always responds, always. It is so exciting and interactive. I met a lady back in the day, and when I asked the Holy Spirit about her, He said, "She is brutish." I had never heard the word brutish before, so I checked the dictionary. There was no Google at the time. The dictionary defined brutish as he that causes pain. I understood the Holy Spirit was saying that she will cause me pain. My response, "This one cannot hurt a fly." She was so sweet, so gentle, and so beautiful. How can you say she is brutish? I convinced myself that I did not get what the Holy Spirit was saying this time. The truth is that you have to give yourself some bandwidth. Sometimes you will not get it right and it's fine. So I pushed it aside, but it kept coming back to my remembrance. Fast forward 2 years later, the girl showed me. I could have saved myself all that drama. With the people you employ, you can save yourself a lot of drama by just asking. The people you bring into your business, you think because somebody just has a bright idea, you should partner with the person. You do not know the things that are going on behind the scene. Trust me, you have no clue. But if you ask, God will show you. God will tell you. Years ago, I was traveling, and sitting beside me was an old, white, frail lady. I put her age at 80, 85. If I'm going to be sitting beside someone for 6 to 8 hours, I want to know who the person is. So I did not shake her hand or anything. I just said to the Holy Spirit, "Who is this person?" And He said, "She is a missionary." I looked at her. This one. How can this old frail woman be a missionary? It is a tough thing to be a missionary, so I dismissed it. She was struggling with her seatbelt. I helped her. I wanted to sleep, but she would not let me. She kept telling me stories, and I ended up not sleeping. Then she told me that she had been a missionary in Calabar since she was 18. She had dedicated her life to the gospel and was now going back home at 85. I was shocked. By now, the plane had landed. Then she held my hands and she began to pray and prophesy at the top of her voice. I was embarrassed, but people that know God sometimes don't care who is staring. Everything she prophesied came to pass. The point is this. We need to learn to communicate with the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please tell me things that I do not know and cannot find out. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.